Zecher Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov ben Achavar Yehuda, whose yahrzeit is on the 17th of Sivan, which this year was 531 AT, which is when I began to prepare this shir. Welcome to shir 46, and we are now going to discuss Yanai's call to work during Shemitah due to extraordinary circumstances. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that a person who trades with Shemitah produce is ineligible to be a witness or a judge. The Torah tells us that the produce of Shemitah should be food for you, and the Gemara derives from here that it needs to be food and you may not use it for commerce, and that those who transgress this prohibition show that they are greedy and that they will stoop to illicit gain, and we therefore do not trust them to testify or to be a judge. The Mishnah says that they used to call these individuals gatherers of Shemitah produce, but when the Anasim, the oppressors, grew in number, they called them traders in Shemitah produce. So Anasim were Roman tax collectors who extorted the Jews for natural produce, even during Shemitah when the Jews were not allowed to sow their fields. The situation became so bad that Yanai issued a proclamation to the people telling them to work the fields during Shemitah due to the tax collectors of Arnona. Now, Diane Grunfeld explains that Arnona is from the Latin Annona, which is derived from the word annus, which means year, and this was a yearly tax on crops. The word in the Gemara is adapted to Arnona, which in Hebrew means a treasury box, as Annona and Arnona are very similar. Now, those that support the Heter Mechira quote Yanai as a reason to allow work during Shemitah, and those that oppose the Heter Mechira also use Yanai's statement to support their arguments. So we're going to need to examine the different interpretations of Yanai's statement, as well as some historic background of it. Rashi explains the term Arnona, Annona, is a tax which the king demands from the crop, so many kor, meaning so many measures, yearly for a particular field. Now, how was Yanai able to permit working the field? So Rashi explains that Shemitah today is rabbinic. So Tosfos comes along and he asks the same question, and Tosfos gives us two answers. So either, like Rashi, Shemitah is rabbinic, or there was real danger to life, as if the tax collector could not be paid, if he couldn't collect the proper tax, the people would be jailed, where they were in danger of dying, and the Yerushalmi supports this answer, that the people were physically in danger. The early and later supporters of the Heter Mechira argue as follows. We see that Yanai not only permitted, but even encouraged work during Shemitah, and he did this based on the fact that Shemitah is rabbinic, and based on the heavy Roman tax, which created terrible economic conditions. If this was done due to heavy taxes, then certainly it should be done today when the economic viability of the whole yeshuv is at stake. Not only that, but the main economy of the yeshuv was the export of citrus fruit. And this ruling is supported by the Mabit and the Maharit. The Netziv, however, argues against this. He says, even according to Rashi and Tosos, the question of loss of income due to the fact that one may not work during Shemitah is not a valid argument, because this is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Shemitah. By Yanai, the situation was not just loss of income, but also loss of substance, as the farmers had to pay the taxes, but they did not work. However, if we go according to Tosfos' second explanation, that of the danger of life, Yanai allowed them to work due to pikuach nefesh. Rav David Friedman of Karlin, so he rejected economic reasons for the Heter, since we find explicitly that when the Jews returned to Eretz Yisrael under Ezra and Nehemiah, they were subject to foreign rule, that was to the king of Babel, and they had to pay a heavy tax to him, yet we find that Shemitah was fully observed during that time. Now, in terms of the history surrounding Yanai's proclamation, let's see what Diane Grunfeld says on this. So he writes that it was the war between Rome and the Parthian kingdom which seems to provide a clearer insight into the problems facing Rav Yanai. During the Shemitah year of 216, the armies of Caracalla were encamped in Palestine, the natural geographical link between Rome in the west and Parthia in the east. No Roman emperor, not even one less cruel than Caracalla, could have afforded to be lenient in times of war towards Jewish farmers who, for any reasons whatever, including religious ones, refused to provide the required food for the army in transition. Caracalla, however, was a very cruel Roman tyrant who put to death an estimated number of 20,000 persons of his own countrymen, among them the great Roman jurist Papinian. One can easily imagine what horror the presence of his armies must have struck in the hearts of the Palestinian population, and in the prevailing circumstances and danger to life, it was the duty of Rav Yanai and the other sages to guide those Jewish farmers who were hesitant to infringe the laws of Shemitah, which forbade them to sow in the sabbatical year, and thereby made it difficult, if not impossible, to provide the agricultural products demanded by way of tax in kind in order to feed the Roman army. As danger to life, pikuach nefesh, not only justifies, but even demands the setting aside of every Torah law, except the laws forbidding idol worship, murder, and incest, it is easily explicable that Rav Yanai not only permitted sowing in the Shemitah year, but actually encouraged it. Hence the wording of his pronouncement, go out and sow your seed in the sabbatical year because of the collectors of Arnona. The Imperial Roman army encamped in Palestine in times of war would no doubt have made short shrift, especially under Caracalla, with any Jewish farmer who refused to provide or owing to obeying the sabbatical year was unable to provide the imposed tax consisting of part of his crop, which was needed to feed the Roman legions. In these circumstances, the second alternative of Tosos' answer, supported by the Yerushalmi, that the basis of Rav Yanai's ruling to work during Shemitah of 215-216 was danger to life, pikuach nefesh, and not merely economic stress, seems to be the more convincing one. This second explanation of Tosos holds good also for those who are of the opinion that even during the days of the Second Temple, and also for a long time after its destruction, the law of Shemitah applied as Torah law because the condition for the applicability of the Yovel, namely the presence of all Jews, Kol Yosheveha, in the Holy Land was fulfilled after Yirmiyahu brought back the exiles and Yoshia, the son of Amon, reigned over them. So based on everything that we've said, it follows that economic difficulties alone are not a justification for basing the Heter Mechira on Yanai's proclamation. However, today we know that Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by Arab countries who many of them openly proclaim their intention to destroy the state of Israel, and this certainly constitutes pikuach nefesh, and this might in certain circumstances force the rabbinate to act accordingly during a Shemitah year. This concludes Shiur 46 on Yanai's call to work during Shemitah. And next time, we're going to discuss how legal devices work in Jewish law, otherwise known as Harama.